Thank you. Well, I'm Claire, and I'm a recovering bulimic and compulsive overeater. And I'm very, very honored to be here tonight. I will likely cry sharing my story because this is the thing. This has been the stumbling block of my life, my issues with food, and I know we all can relate to that. So I feel really honored to share my story and very, very thankful. I've been in OA now since December, and I will be doing my fifth step next weekend with my sponsor. And I have not really yet found a way to consistently do service, so I'm going to commit tonight to letting this be something that pushes me into more service consistently. So I'll start from my life before OA. Like many of us in this room, I have some trauma in my story. I come from a family of addicts and a lot of secret addiction, a lot of stuff I actually never knew about until recently in recent years. I'm 31 now, but yeah, always more to be discovered about your family, baggage for sure. And let's see. Teen years, when I was 15, my dad left our family. He was unfaithful to my mom and has dealt with a lot of addiction issues of his own. And of course, the impact on me was quite great at that age. I'd been surrounded as a child with, like I said, with a lot of addiction and some secret addiction, and of course, I was an observant kid, so I picked up on things. I grew up around my cousin who struggled with anorexia, and I kind of watched her and noticed how much attention she was getting and care. And I saw that, and after my dad left us, I thought, oh well, I would like that. I would like people to notice me and care for me and maybe pick up on how hard this situation is for me if my family's splitting up. So I vividly remember age 15 or 16 stepping on the scale thinking, how much weight would I have to lose for someone to notice me? And for me to get care, I guess, from people around me. I have always had that thing, I'm sure plenty of us in the room do, where I can look very put together on the outside and yet be falling apart on the inside. So I remember thinking that, oh, if I restrict, this is going to be the way to get people to notice how much I'm actually really struggling on the inside. Of course, that didn't work. That began a long cycle of restrict, binge. I was underweight at one point. And I then began a binge purge cycle back and forth all through high school. I now understand through OA and through the program and a lot of different things that it wasn't just that. I have been abusing food and finding different ways to abuse food my entire life. However, at that point, it was really just the bulimia that had me stuck. I didn't know it was an addiction, and now I do, but that had me absolutely stuck in my stuff, and I was very good at hiding it. I became a really good liar. My dad's a good liar. But I would also lie to myself and just be in denial about what was happening and how bad it was. Lots of life experience later. Let's see. I'm from actually about an hour south of Seattle, and moved to California for college. I began a career in teaching. Lots of life events later was still using food for things it was never meant to do, or never meant to provide us with. I have used food as an obsession, as a comfort, as a regulation tool at the end of a long day, companionship when lonely, distraction, procrastination, as a hobby. A big, huge one throughout my entire life has been a method of control. If I feel out of control, I'll turn to food and use it to try to regain control. and power really, through all kinds of different things, through calorie counting and restriction and all of that. And all of that has damaged my body quite severely. I dealt with infertility for a couple years with my husband, which made the problem worse because then I began punishing my body back into restriction, because I felt like, oh, it's not good enough. I can't, birth a child. I can't do this thing that women are supposed to be able to do. So I might as well just self-harm in this way. Yeah, the brain is creative in how many ways we figure out to abuse food, and so that's what I've been addicted to. And in let's see, in 2021, I actually did. I grew up in the faith, and in the Christian faith, and I had an experience with God in 2021 where I was actually delivered of purging of bulimia, and I had 2.5 years of abstinence from purging. Not the other things. I still was abusing food in other ways, but I did have some victory over that until a loss of a relationship and some extreme grief led me back to purging behaviors later on that year. And that made me desperate. I tried all kinds of different things. I did eventually get pregnant in 2024, which I thought would help. I thought I would stop my behavior that had become such an addiction, but of course, pregnancy didn't change anything. It actually made things worse because then I was felt even more out of control. And then after my son was born, oh wow. Postpartum depression, dealt with the complex emotions around breastfeeding and the I lost a lot of weight breastfeeding, and that was actually really difficult for me too, because then it led to more body image issues, and that was what eventually led me to my breaking point, my rock bottom, absolute rock bottom. I found myself at a cross praying. The most honest prayer of my life, and it was just, God, get me out of here. I don't have any options. I cannot live the rest of my life in bondage with this. And so I think it was a couple days later I found a therapist online in a desperate move, and that therapist told me about OA. I went, oh, OA, that exists. I have always hoped that I could go to something like AA. I love AA. I have a lot of respect for that, but for my issues, that exists. And I hopped into a meeting and, like many of you, started hearing my story over and over. I felt less crazy. Started hearing the big book, and it felt like every line resonated. Started, ordering every single piece of literature I could get my hands on. I started the workbook. Shout out to the workbook. And step one took me 45 pages of a Google Doc to get out all of the dirt. I called it the Yuck Manifesto, all of my darkest moments, all of the extreme ways of abusing food. But the power of that to bring me out of my denial and my dishonesty was incredible. I was finally looking at the things I had done for the first time and not sweeping them under the rug. Finally looking at my own dirt with honesty. That was powerful. I asked the first person who called me for an outreach call to be my sponsor, and she said yes. She's an incredible sponsor to me. I started saying the Serenity Prayer pretty much any moment I'm overwhelmed. I started going to meetings every second I could. After my son was in bed, I'd go to a meeting. After the end of a school day, I'd sit in my classroom and go to a meeting. On my prep, go to a meeting, listen, learn, take notes. And like I said, just hear my story and my behaviors, which spread all over the realm of food abuse. I just started hearing that over and over, and just experiencing that community for really the first time. Before OA, I had only had one friend who'd ever struggled with an eating disorder that I knew of, that I could talk to. And just like the big book, and just like our literature says, like slowly the obsession with my physical body and shape began to lift. The obsession with food and food behaviors and ways to abuse food began to lift. I started the red light, yellow light, green light, list at the direction of my sponsor. And I always thought that doing that would feel like a list of rules, and instead it felt like freedom. I like to think of like a stoplight in the road. You know, it's not restrictive of just a light, right? It's there for freedom. It's there so we can drive without running into other cars. And that's my abstinence for me, is sticking to that list. Gives me freedom, right? Freedom from the obsession. Most of mine are food behaviors, and it's a day by day reprieve from those. And I think where I'm at now, along with learning to do more service, is I'm just at a place of so much gratitude for what this program and what God has given me. I've never lived this freely and in this honestly before. Two huge victories I want to share. Number one, I have now not purged since June, early June. And even then, that was when I got sick with the flu. So it doesn't really count, but I'm just going to count it. Just haven't thrown up since June. I before this program, before coming to OA, I couldn't even get through a week. And the second thing that's just wild, it's crazy, but the weirdest thing about recovery is I discovered that I did have a little bit of weight to lose, a little bit of extra, you know, extra body fat. And that has been so humbling. It's like, isn't that what I wanted? No, isn't that what I wanted? And yet it's hard. My prideful brain doesn't have the humility to accept, oh, I actually did have a little weight to lose. But it was never about the food. It was never about the food. I will have an addict brain for the rest of my life, and I will be coming back to OA for the rest of my life. I'm a lifer because for me, there is no other option. Day by day, for today, by the grace of God. So thank you all so much for having me. Thank you all so much for listening. It is an honor to share my story, and I hope you got something out of it. I know for me, whenever I'm at a speaker meeting, I love speaker meetings, but I just always get so much out of them, even if the person's story is quite different. So, yeah, thank you all.